Hello, and thanks for listening. The following is a recording from Lima Community Church in Lima, Ohio. We hope you can be encouraged and equipped to continue taking next steps in a life-transforming relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, good morning, church. It's good to be with you all this morning. I want to follow in the pattern that Chip set before us last week. If you would join me in saying this together this morning. We ask that the Spirit of God will take the Word of God and make us into the image of the Son of God. And so, Father, we come to you this morning praying that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Father, may my words be an overflow from you. Be with us, go before us, and hold all things together. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, today I want to paint a picture for us. If you could imagine with me, I want you to imagine that you're in a room that is just now caught on fire. Now, it's not a serious fire, but there is smoke. Enough smoke that you can't see the door in the room to make a quick exit. And all of a sudden, as the smoke is filling the room, an individual appears saying, "Hey, I know the way out. I can show you where the door is." And even though the fire isn't so serious, you agree to follow this individual. And as you follow this newfound Savior, as you follow this guide, he's telling you not to worry about gathering your belongings as we leave the house. He says these belongings, they're just going to slow you down. He wants to take you to the house next door, to the house across the street, and there, everything you need will be present. And as you follow him through the house, towards the door, you recognize that one of the windows that it's raining, and not just any rain, it is downpouring, and it's windy. The kind of storm that sends the rain at a particular angle, that holding an umbrella at upwards, just won't do the trick. But you think to yourself, I still need an umbrella. I'm not walking out there. And the fire isn't super serious at this point in time. Smoke hasn't traveled throughout the house yet. So you think to yourself, well, I'll just go back and grab an umbrella. Meanwhile, your guide is at the door saying, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's just going to slow you down. Just follow me. Yes, you'll get wet, but it'll be okay. Once we get to the house across the street, you'll be dry. You'll be safe. Don't worry about the umbrella. But you take one more look out the window and you're like, nope, I'm getting an umbrella. So you go back into the house. The fire is not too serious still. And you find an umbrella and finally you leave the house. But again, the wind and the rain, it's so strong and it's coming at that particular angle. As you get out the house, you realize the conditions are a lot worse than you could ever imagine. And you have to hold the umbrella out in front of you, both hands, because if you let go with one hand, the wind will just take it, and you'll be stuck getting hit. So you cling to this umbrella, you hold fast to this umbrella. But the thing is, as you hold fast to this umbrella, leaning in with it, blocking the rain coming at a perpendicular angle, it blocks your view of your guide. It blocks your view of the person who's trying to get you across the street, and more so, it's blocking your view of the house across the street. So as you're leaning forward, you can't help but look back and you don't see any flames coming out of the house. You don't even see smoke of the house you just left. You think to yourself, well, maybe it's not that bad. I seem to remember the house. Maybe I was remembering that incorrectly. And you begin to think to yourself, is it even worth it to walk across the street right now? Is it even worth it to keep on going, following this guide, following who I thought was my Savior? Meanwhile, this guide of yours is saying, just let go of the umbrella. Let go of the umbrella and you'll see, you'll catch glimpses of where I'm taking you. Take my hand and I'll get you there. Yeah, you'll get wet, but the rain and the wind, they will not overtake you. But you say, nope, it's not worth it. If I let go of this umbrella, even with just one hand, I will lose it. And the cost is too high. So rather than moving forward, because you can't see the house, you can't see your guide, rather than moving forward, you stay bunkered down, leaning into the rain, hoping, just hoping, for the sun to come out. Friends, today, maybe for some of us this is right on the nose. Maybe it's a little too much on the nose. Maybe for others it's a little ambiguous and you're wondering, what in the world is he talking about? Friends, I would make the argument that for many of us, what I've just described is the picture of our faith walks with Christ. You see, many of us today, we have made the decision to follow Jesus outside of the burning house. If we can just have the fire insurance, if we can just have the assurance that we're not going to go to hell after we die, then we're going to get out of the house, but we'll take care of the rest. When Jesus says, lay down your umbrella, lay down everything from your former life, we say, nope, the cost is too much. I'll use something from my former house, my former life, to block the rain, to block the wind. And even though drops of water are still getting to us, even though we're still getting wet, at least it's not a torrential downpour. And even though Jesus says, lay it down, yes, you'll get wet, following Jesus any further is still not worth it. Because everything in the house, the umbrella that we hold on to, it's who we are. It's our identity. To keep on taking steps forward is to leave this house that once was us. To keep on moving past this house is to leave behind who I am. And so we say, no. I'll trust that Jesus got me out of the punishment of hell. We'll believe that, but we won't believe or trust Jesus for a daily walk forward. And in doing so, we miss out on the fact that we've not only been set free from a house that's burning, but we've been set free to follow him. Friends, so often we believe that Christ saved us from hell and then offers nothing else for us. We know that rain, it's just a part of life, bad circumstances, bad days at work, broken families, death, pain, loss, chaos in our life. We know that it's a part of life, so you might as well not even try to avoid it. You might as well try to not even escape it. My question to us today is, does Christ not offer a greater freedom than just bunkering down waiting for death? Waiting for heaven after death. Isn't that simply what the world waits for? Does not the world just bunker down, holding on to their identity, hoping, just hoping for a good sunny day? Is that not what the rest of the world does? And doesn't Christ offer us a greater freedom? Friends, I would venture to say this, that many of us do not know of a greater, deeper freedom. That many of us do not know what it is to have joy and love and peace and divine strength running through our veins when times get bad. We rely on the sunny days when nothing seems to be going wrong, and we say, we've got it figured out. But the minute a storm comes, rather than continuing to walk with Christ, we get out our umbrella, that of our former identity, and we just lean into it, preventing us from seeing Jesus in front of us and definitely preventing us from ever observing that there is a greater freedom that he's inviting us to rest in. Friends, what is preventing us from experiencing deeper levels of freedom in each new season of life? Because friends, if you right now cannot say that when times get bad, that you are not experiencing these deeper levels of freedom, then you are missing out for everything that Christ has in store for you. What is preventing us from experiencing deeper levels of freedom in each new season of life? A freedom that transcends just the good sunny days. A freedom that can be experienced each in every moment, not keeping the storms from coming, but providing a place of shelter for when the storms do come. Shelter beyond our umbrella. Because Galatians 5:1 says this, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Notice how it doesn't just say Christ has set us free. Christ has set us free for freedom. There is a destination beyond what we've just been set free from. We've been set free from the burning house. Yes and amen. But Christ is saying, keep on coming. Lay down at the door that you are leaving everything of this old life and experience the freedom that I have in store for you. Friends, are you experiencing that today? Are you experiencing heaven on earth? Not heaven in the full glorified sense. But if I've placed my faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, God dwells with me. Eternity life with God begins now, not after death. And there's a freedom that God is inviting us to. A freedom not simply being free from, but being free to experience the rest that Jesus is beckoning us to experience. So today we're going to be in John chapter 8, once again, as we continue into this dialogue of Christ speaking with believing Jews. These Jews, they believe in who he says he is. They believe that he can take them out of whatever they're walking through. That he is this miracle worker, this son of God. It says they believed him. But this belief that maybe sets us free from the burning house is not simply the freedom that he wants us to stay in. And so today, as we enter into John chapter 8, once again, we're in verse 37. John 8, verse 37. And this is Jesus continuing, saying, I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. You see, in this moment, the Jews identify fully with their heritage, with their lineage. Abraham, in this moment, he is the father of all fathers. He is that first man that starts the lineage of the Israelites as we know it even to this day. The individual that God said, I'm going to make my covenant with you and you will be the father of a great nation with descendants too numerous to count. And they come to Jesus saying, look, we are not enslaved. How can you say we're enslaved? We are the descendants of Abraham. And we recognize in this moment that yes, they have acknowledged who Jesus is and they believe in who he says he is, but they are finding their freedom in their former identity. And Jesus looks at them and he says, look, I know you are sons. I know you are children of Abraham. I know your bloodline, me too. But this bloodline, this heritage, your descendants or where you come from, that is not where you will find freedom. And I tell you what, this does not go over so well. Jesus is looking at him and saying, look, I know you have an umbrella, but notice with this umbrella, you are still getting wet. And notice with this umbrella, it's keeping you frozen still. Yes, you believe you've gotten out of this house, but I'm beckoning you forward. And as long as you have this umbrella leaning down in front of you, clinging it with both hands, you will not see me. And you will not see the freedom I have for you. He's saying, lay Abraham down. Yes, it's great and it's important. And I love the fact that you were children of Abraham. But this heritage of yours, it will not grant you the freedom that you are looking for. It will not grant you the freedom that you've been told your entire life. Because friends, I empathize with these Jews. They've been told their entire life that the most important thing they could ever identify with is the person of Abraham. And now Jesus is disrupting the entire thing. And it's not just a little annoying. We're told by Jesus, that these Jews, they want to kill him because of it. This is offensive. It's insulting. And friends, I think about us. So often we as Christians, we can read scripture and we can read what the Jews did or did not do. And we can get on our high horse and we can judge them and say, how can you miss Jesus? But friends, I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say right now there are some of us today who are clinging to an umbrella, a part of our identity from a former life that is preventing us from experiencing joy, peace, and love and divine strength that Christ is beckoning us towards. And so we can get on our high horse, but friends, right now, if there are things in your life, and I don't know what they might be, friends, if there are things in your life where if they were threatened to be taken away, what does your blood pressure do? What do you cling to? Some of us today, maybe it's our lifestyle. Maybe you say, no, I can be a Christian and still do X, Y, and Z. I can be a Christian and still have this a part of my life, and we justify. We cling to this umbrella Because we're not willing to leave behind the friends and the family. We're not willing to leave behind all that we once knew, because it's our part of our identity. And even though, yes, we recognize, yeah, maybe there was a fire going on in there, we miss it and we cling to it. And we hold it out with both of our hands. Maybe, friends, today, you're saying, no, these things, they make me happy. No, Justin, you don't understand. No, this is who I am. Friends, we live in a world that says, as long as you're happy, you're good. We live in a world that says, if you can identify in a particular way that makes you feel fulfilled, then you are good. This is a way of the world. Christ is saying, you need to identify with me and me alone. And you begin, over time, to experience greater and greater freedom. And yet we cling to the umbrella. Maybe for some of us, it's pain. Pain that's been caused to us, pain that we have caused to others. If you've been hurt by an individual, that anger, it fuels you. And you refuse to let it go because you just wait for that moment. You wait for the day that they get what they deserve. Friends, I'm going to tell you right now, you are an individual who has hurt somebody else. If we all have this mindset, then we're all stuck. Because somebody else is waiting for what we deserve. Maybe it's pain that you have caused. Now, Justin, I can't let this go. You don't know what I've done. You don't know the people I have caused pain towards. And the guilt that we willingly live in, the guilt that we identify with, we hold it down. We're like, no, I'm not letting go of this because I'm getting what I deserve. And friends, that is not a guilt of the Holy Spirit. That is a guilt from Satan that only leads to death because it keeps you paralyzed from moving forward in Christ. If you have guilt because you cause pain, allow that guilt to bring you to a place of repentance and faith in Christ. Don't let it prevent you from experiencing the freedom that Christ has for you and then being a witness and a testimony to those you hurt around you. How selfish is that? You hurt somebody and now they're going to deny allowing Jesus to be shown from you? Friends, maybe our Abraham, maybe your umbrella, it's your money. Maybe our offering times in the church service, they are like the worst time for you each week. You think to yourself, there is no way I'm giving any more of my finances. I'll tithe my time. I'll serve here. I'll do anything. I am not giving anything away. And we justify holding on. Friends, can you imagine if we experienced the freedom to just give and what the Lord could do with that? But we use finances, we use money to shelter us from the rain and the wind. And it doesn't matter that we're still getting hit. We think that we have control over it. And Christ is saying, just lay it down. Friends, what is your umbrella? What is your Abraham? What is the thing that you identify with? Can I be real with you for a second? We all have umbrellas, pastors included. In fact, there is no time to recognize your own umbrella as you're writing a sermon on laying down the umbrella. This past week, I was convicted at going after my own umbrella numerous times, even this morning, if I can be honest with you. My identity thrives on being known as an excellent, competent, hard worker. Now we all like being known as a hard worker, being good at what we do. But admittedly, there are some of us who, well, the insecurity is a bit higher. And that's me. So badly, there are times in my life where I need to prove myself. I desire to prove myself that I can do and I can handle it and I can weather the storm all on my own. And this week, there were circumstances where I thought someone was condescending to me, as if they needed to hold my hand through something, or I had made a mistake, and I wanted to prove to them, I didn't make this mistake, it wasn't my fault, and I just want to go to them and say, no! I want to make my schedule look like I was there for 30 hours one day. There's only 24 hours in a day, in case you didn't miss that. Yeah, okay. Multiple times this week, I found myself wanting to prove myself. And I believe that in many ways, the Lord has brought me across the street so that I could have a certain perspective through the storm. But as my mind, and if you have anxiety and you know about what happens in insecurity, your mind just runs and runs and runs and runs and runs. And as my mind is running, I'm in this house, but I see there's an umbrella at the door, and I'm like, I want to go prove to somebody that I don't have to have my hand held, that I can do it, that I'm okay. I can weather the storm. And as I pick up the umbrella to go outside this door of the house that Christ has brought me to, the Holy Spirit stops me and says, where are you going? Why do you care? Man, there is no conviction like being convicted and writing a sermon. And I'm just bringing you all along the journey. Friends, I wanted so badly to grab that umbrella and go out inside the rain and just stand there and prove to everybody I can do it. Now, friends, please hear me. I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about being hard workers. Don't go to your workplace tomorrow and quote your pastor who said you don't have to care about being a hard worker. And I'm also not looking for you guys to come up after this sermon and say how great of a job I did either. I'm not looking for words of affirmation. I want to be real with you, though, that we all have umbrellas. We all have our Abraham. What is yours? Because if you can't identify it, when a storm does come, you will automatically default muscle memory, grab the umbrella, and open it up. What is your umbrella? Friends, we are so often unable to experience the greater freedom because we are so caring about where our identity lies that we are unwilling to let go. We don't experience the greater joy and peace and love of Christ that Christ is inviting us to because we are unwilling to let go of our identities. And we use the excuse, well, I had a good day here, I had a good day there. I don't need to let go. I'm just carrying it, you know, just in case. Where or what do you place your identity in? But why, friends? Why do we cling when we have a house in front of us? When we have the perspective and the strength of Christ before us? Why is it so difficult to let go of these umbrellas of ours? Why is it so difficult to move beyond the house that we know is on fire? Why is it so difficult to simply let it go, get wet, and take the hand of Christ and move forward? Why is it so difficult? As Christ continues, verse 38, Christ says this, I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your Father. You see, in this moment, what we're recognizing is that Jesus is coming in and he's giving a perspective, he's giving a truth that is completely spiritual. He is talking about his experience with the Father in heaven. And we, you and I, we are physical beings in a broken, fallen physical world. And our natural tendency is to try to control everything that is around us that we can physically see and smell and hear, whether it's my competence, or your stress, chaos, the pain and the loss in your life. We try to control it. Why? Because we have followed after our Father who has dominion over this earth. And in case you don't recognize what Jesus is saying, he's talking about Satan, the devil. It's a spiritual reality that we are so often unaware of. And Christ is saying, look, I'm bringing this truth from you, from your heavenly Father, God. But you are so accustomed to following after the ways of this world and its father, Satan, the devil, that you don't understand that by giving up Abraham, you're actually more free. Yes, you'll get wet, and yes, it'll feel vulnerable, and yes, it is risky, but you'll be making steps forward and experiencing my love, my strength, my peace through whatever storm comes your way. Again, it's not about preventing the storms. Friends, it doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for 5 minutes or 50 years, we all face storms. But have you ever met that person who faces a storm and you know they've got something that you don't? That's an individual who's been walking with Christ, who's experiencing the shelter of Christ so that when the storm comes, when the rain is pouring and the wind is hitting, their perspective of it has shifted. They've made themselves available to Christ himself and the work of the Holy Spirit. But friends, the ways of the world, they would tell us, no, you must be holding your umbrella. Don't go walking into the storm. Stay here. And if you do, at least bring an umbrella. And Christ is saying, no. I know it seems like it's the right thing. I know it seems like if you hold your umbrella, you're managing it and you're taking the most control possible. But friends, as long as we keep the umbrella up with both of our hands, we cannot see Jesus before us, and we cannot see where he is taking us. What is your umbrella? We often miss out on the deeper joy. We often miss out on the peace that transcends understanding simply because we have placed our allegiance in the physical reality, which causes us to miss the spiritual reality. Friends, if we have placed our identity in the spiritual reality, the physical will come along with it. Christ says, follow me, and I will make sure everything else that you need is taken care of. Again, it's not physical blessings. This isn't the health and wealth gospel. But believe me, the peace that Christ offers you is greater than any peace that the world could ever throw your way. But so often, the world deceives us. Satan deceives us into thinking, hey, Satan says, if I can make sure that they have enough sunny days, they won't even realize that they have an umbrella beside them. And so we just keep on clinging to it. And we think the sunny day is a gift from God. Oh, everything must be perfect in my life. I must be doing something right because everything is lining up. Friends, you can be deceived by Satan. There is a greater freedom to be had when we place our allegiance, when we willingly open ourselves to the spiritual instead of the physical. You know, many of us, we know that we can't work our way into heaven. If I were to take a poll, most of you would say, there is nothing you can do to earn your way into heaven. And yet so many of us, even though we've trusted our eternity to Jesus Christ, we go looking for heaven, we go looking for freedom in our day-to-day by trying to bunker down and work ourselves to it. Yeah, we've trusted God with our eternities. We're free from hell, but what about freedom now? And friends, think about where you place your identity. What do you need to let go of today? Now, I'm new here. I'm still discerning and getting to know a lot of you. But I just want to bring to your awareness that even this church could be used as a tool of Satan's. This church building, the way things once were, the way things are going, if you place your allegiance in an individual or in a way that things were done, even you will miss out on what Christ has for you. If you place your allegiance in myself or Brad or Chip, you will miss out on what Christ has for you. If you place your allegiance in doing certain things on every Sunday, certain programming or certain classes or whatever have you, you will miss out on what Christ has for you. But if you place your allegiance in the person and the work, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you will not only discover the freedom that transcends everything beyond these walls, you will find freedom inside these walls to experience what God is doing. And friends, I can tell you this right here, right now. We've introduced Wayne and Wanda, and we celebrate them. But I can guarantee you they would tell you it's not about what they have done, but what the Lord has done through them. And the Lord has been moving in and through this body. Friends, would we lay down our umbrellas? When the rest of the world is bunkering down, clinging with both hands, would we allow ourselves to get a little wet to follow Jesus to a place of rest? Friends, I want to let you know that the first step is first identifying your umbrella. If you don't think you have one, You're wrong. You got one. And if you're currently not walking through a storm, now is the time to identify where your identity is so that you can be prepared. And this week, friends, here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be taking time to make sure I identify my umbrella so that when my anxiety rises or when I think someone is condescending to me, or I'm going to pause and I'm not going to react. I'm going to take it slowly and I'm just going to lean into the person of Jesus Christ. And that might look different for each and every one of us. This past week, I had to pause on many occasions. I just had to pray. Lord, prevent me from becoming close to you. Father, open my hands. Work on my heart. Because friends, it's not about you memorizing a formula. It's not about you doing all the right things. It's about the right thing doing a work on you. And in time, over time, yeah, it's going to be painful. Because friends, this is a process of dying to yourself. And it's painful. It's inconvenient. But it's worth it. Is Jesus worth it in your life that laid down your umbrella? So friends, today we're going to be taking communion. And I would invite, if the ushers could, if you didn't grab the elements as you were walking in, go ahead and raise your hand. The ushers would be more than happy to pass those out to you. But friends, before we actually participate in what Christ has commanded us, I'm just going to encourage you, Lord, would you just bow your heads, close your eyes. I want to give you this time to identify your umbrella. And Levi's going to play over us just for a few moments. And before we take these, would you slow down? Look back to last week. Where did you feel anxiety rising? Where did you feel your anger building up, your blood pressure increasing? This coming week, what is that for you? If you know a bad day is coming, what is that for you? Are you willing to lay it down? Are you willing to lean in? And are you willing to keep on doing it over and over and over and over? So today, we come together to do just the very thing that Christ has commanded his disciples to do. To remember him and everything that he's done for us. And friends, I'd ask, if you are not an active follower of Jesus Christ, just to meditate and reflect during this time. But if you say, yes, I have placed my faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, friends, this is for you to lean in. And so in the same way that on the night he was betrayed, Christ took the bread and said, this is my body given for you, broken for you. Would you also in the same way eat of it in remembrance of me? So take. Same way he took the cup. He said, this is my blood of the new covenant. Friends, this is the grand finale. That with the shedding of his blood, we would be able to enter into a relationship with our Heavenly Father. That all of a sudden, eternal life with God isn't something we wait till after death to experience, but we can have eternal life presently today. We're not just bunkering down like the rest of the world, but we recognize we can stand in the protection and the shield of Christ. So friends, today, I would invite you. Would you lean into Christ and let this be the moment that sets the stage for the rest of your week? Take and drink. And so, Father, today we come to you, giving you all the praise and glory. Father, we come to you asking that you would give us the strength and the courage to lay our umbrellas down, to give you our Abraham, and to walk hand in hand through whatever storm you have for us. Lord, would you bring us to the place of your shelter? Lord, would you bring us to a place where you can see what you see, to experience what you experience? Father, would you go before us, and would you hold all things together? Help us to identify our umbrella. Help us to pause and not react, and help us to lean into you and to be willing to do this over and over and over again. And so, Father, we pray this in the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of your most wonderful Son, Jesus. Amen. Friends, go this week. Identify, pause, and lean into Christ. And may you have a blessed week. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. For more information about what you have heard or about our church, please feel free to visit our website, limacommunitychurch.com.